This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How are you guys doing? I hope everyone's doing well. I am very excited to be here talking to you guys today. I'm doing great, just busy at work. And for last episode, sorry, I mentioned that my mom had hip surgery and she was in rehab. Well, she's out of rehab. She's at home now. She's doing well, for those of you that wanted to know. And she will continue her rehab at home. So I'm very, very excited for that. And I'm glad that she's home and out of rehab. Okay, so today's episode, we are going to discuss the factors that one should consider when giving value to a business they are going to purchase. And basically, what I'm trying to get at here is, you are going to spend $350,000 purchasing a business. You need to know why you're spending that much. How is it that the seller is asking for that much? And I'm going to give you some factors, a few things to consider, and you will put those to the test, and then you will get an idea of whether or not you should be paying what you're being asked to pay. So if this is you and you're looking for a business, you don't want to miss this. You need to listen up and you don't want to, miss this episode. So there's a few things to look at, okay? And the first one I'm going to discuss is probably the most important one. And that is the idea of goodwill. Well, before we can move any further, what is goodwill? Goodwill is the net profit that a business makes, okay? So it's the, it's the figure that a business makes after all the expenses are paid. And why is that important? That's important because that's how much money you're going to make if you buy this business. So it's extremely important, okay? If you're looking, for a business that makes $100,000 for you annually, okay, which is about $8,000 a month, and the business is not generating goodwill, you won't have that. So goodwill is huge. And basically, the more goodwill a business has, the more likely that seller is going to want more money for it. And what they use in the industry is a multiplier. So they'll multiply the goodwill times a number. And sometimes they call it 3x, 4x. You've heard 10x, okay? And what that means is that's the amount of time you are. So if I take the goodwill of a business and I multiply it by three, basically what I'm telling somebody is it's going to take you 3 years to get your money back, okay? Let's do a simple example. The goodwill is $50,000 annually, okay? And I multiply by three. I'm going to ask $150,000, and it's basically going to take the buyer netting $50,000 a year for 3 years to get their money back, which is the $150,000 they paid for the business. So it's a struggle, and you got to find the happy middle, because the seller Heck, the seller wants to do 10x, right? For the seller, it's like the if I take my goodwill and I multiply it by a higher number, I get a larger figure. And that's what the seller wants to do. And the buyer is saying, no, no, no. If you use a high multiplier, that means it's going to take me that many years to get my money back. So what's the happy middle? The happy middle, I always tell people, look, you don't want to ever purchase a business where it's going to take you more than 5 years to get your money back, okay? Because you don't want to slave your whole life just to get your initial investment back. You want to work for about 3 to 5 years, and then you want to have your investment paid for. And the other thing you have to be very, very careful of is that if it's going to take you 10 years to get your money back, that business you're getting into may not be relevant in 7 or 8 or 9 years. And the way you paid for it is it's going to take you 10 years to get your money back. So you may not be in existence. So as a buyer, you want to be, you want to have the lowest multiplier possible. And 3 to 5 is very fair. Now you're going to say, when do I decide it's 3? When do I decide it's 5? And here's what I say to that. The riskier the business, okay, then you want the multiplier to be around 2 or 3. And if the business is not that risky, then the multiplier can be 4 or 5. Again, no matter what it is, I don't recommend using a multiplier larger than 5. And what do I mean by risky business? In other words, a business that may have government contracts tied to it. Government contracts are great, but you can lose them. They may not be renewed. Those are kind of risky, risky businesses. I got clients that are in the towing business. That's pretty risky because a lot of their contracts are with insurance companies, and the insurance companies can turn off those contracts at any time. What would be a safe business? I don't know. A gas station, the coffee shop that's been on the corner for 20 years, and you know it's not going anywhere. So there, you might be inclined to use a 4 or 5 multiplier. And in the other examples I gave, you want to use a 2 or 3 multiplier. So, and you guys have to understand something. The goodwill is the biggest part of a business that you allocate value for, okay? So the allocation, okay, a big part of it is coming from goodwill. Because guess what? If a business doesn't have goodwill, you're not gonna pay much for it. I bought my first business that way. When I was 18 years old, I bought it with my late brother who at the time was 22 years old, and I was 18, and we bought this little cafe yogurt place out in El Cajon. We bought it. It was shut down. It didn't have goodwill. It had what it had was leasehold improvements and furniture, fixtures, equipment, and that's what we paid for. And I remember at the time we took out a cash advance on our Discover card, and we took out, I think, $9,000, and that's what we paid for this business. Again, so if the business doesn't have goodwill, chances are that you will not be paying a lot of money for it. And I'm going to discuss the other factors. And so if a business doesn't have goodwill, then you're paying for the furniture, fixtures, and equipment, which are the FF&Es, leasehold improvements. And then if the lease has some value, you might be paying for that. But I'll show you how to pay for those items as well. So again, goodwill, very, very, very important. You want to make sure that the business you are buying has goodwill. And at the same time, if it does not have goodwill, you want to make sure then you pay accordingly for that business. The other thing that you look for are the FF&Es, furniture, fixtures, and equipment. And the more of that is included in the business, you got to give that value. And then what I mean by that is how much value? Well, I would say you pay 30 to 40% of what it would cost to buy that stuff brand new. So restaurants, I'd like to use restaurants when we talk about furniture, fixtures, and equipment because they come with a lot of that. So if you're talking about a restaurant, you go in, there's dining room chairs, tables, cash registers, coolers, refrigerators, freezers, grills, fryers, all that stuff is included in a restaurant. Well, you figure out what that cost would be if you went out and you bought those items brand new, and then you'd pay 30 to 40% of that. And you would try to obviously negotiate about 25%, but the seller that's selling you the business should not allocate more than 30 to 40% of what they paid for it when they purchased it brand new towards the, you know, price of the overall business. And here's what I mean by that. So if all the furniture, fixtures, and equipment would normally cost $100,000 if you went out and bought them brand new, then you know it's okay for you to pay $30,000 for it. Why? Because furniture and equipment lose value. They depreciate, you know, rapidly, right? They're kind of like cars and even worse. You don't want to say, hey, look, Mr. Seller, you know, you paid $100,000. I'm going to pay $80,000 because that doesn't make sense. You'd go out and you just purchase some brand new at that, you know, if that was the case. So you don't want to pay more than 30 to 40% for the FF&Es of a business that you are purchasing. And of course, if you know, if they were only bought a couple of years ago, then you might be towards the 40% of what that what they were brand new. And then if they were bought 10 years ago, you want to be, you know, maybe around 25% of what they were brand new. So again, that's how you value the FF&Es. So I showed you kind of how you come up with the goodwill, how you come up with the FF&Es. These things are huge because you want to make sure you purchase a business and you don't want to pay too much for it, and you want to get a fair deal. The other item is leasehold improvements, and these are improvements and build outs done to the business. It's basically, you know, what people say, the core of the business, the paint, the built bathrooms that you would normally build if you were gonna, you know, start up the business. They're already built for you. The kitchen is all done. Flooring. These are kind of what we call leasehold improvements. So they are basically the work that the previous person or the current, sorry, I should say the current owner of the business has already paid and done for. And sellers, when they come sell their business, they want to get kind of reimbursed for that. It's the idea that, hey, you know, I spent $100,000 to put this place together and leasehold improvements. And when I come sell it, I want to get my money back. Well, you know, you don't always get your money back dollar for dollar. That's that would be unrealistic and should not be expected on the part of the seller. But you should be able to get somewhere between 30 to 50% back. And again, that just depends on the type of improvements we're talking about. So again, you would add up all the leasehold improvements. You would figure out, you know, how much it would cost to get these done brand new. And then you, or if you would have to do it from scratch, sorry. And then you'd pay around 30 to 50% of that. And again, if the improvements were just recently done and newer, then you'd pay more towards the 50%. If they're old improvements and you may have to do a little bit of work, you want to pay 30%. So again, that's what we're doing here is we're taking the different areas, again, where a seller sits down with their broker and says, look, I want to sell my business. Well, what do you have? Well, I have goodwill. I have FF&Es. I have leasehold improvements. And then the seller gives each part of this a value. And then you're the buyer. And you have to understand that too. So you can understand, is the value they're giving for goodwill reasonable or not, okay? Because again, if they're using like a 10x, then you need to tell that seller like, hey, dude, I'm not interested in your business. You're asking way too much. Or there better be one heck of a good reason why they're asking 10x. So, and then the FF&Es too, you want to know, why are you asking this much for them? So I'm teaching you and educating you on what it is you need to look for so that you don't overpay for a business. And that is key, because you don't want to pay for it. You don't want to overpay for anything, but let alone overpaying for a business, because getting in is tough. Purchasing a business is tough, let alone overpaying for it. And then the other factor that you might give consideration to when figuring out how much you should pay for a business is the lease. And you know, leases can have value, and I think we've had a topic before, before we discussed leases and in great detail. And sometimes leases can have value. Very rare, but every now and then I see it. And the biggest thing that can give a lease value, the number one thing, is a cheap rent, okay? Cheap rent or low annual increases on that rent. You know, someone that got in very, very cheap and locked up a good amount of years, okay? That right there might give the lease some value. Again, that I don't have a percentage on. You're just going to have to figure out how much cheaper than the market rate in that of that lease is. So in other words, if the market rate is, you know, for that space is whatever it is, let's just say we're talking $5,000, but you're getting in at $3,500. Well, that's, you know, that's a pretty good discount. That's about, 30% below market. So that lease then may have some value. But again, that doesn't happen often, because landlords are very, very smart. They are aware of what they have, and they rent out space at market value. So chances are, when you're buying that business, you're probably not going to have an allocation of towards the lease, just because they'll probably, that lease may not have too much value. We discussed goodwill, and that's the profit, and you use a multiplier, and you want to use the lowest multiplier possible when you're a buyer, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? But not more than 5, because that's going to, that will be the amount of years it's going to take you to get your money back. And obviously, every investor who purchases a business wants to get their money back ASAP. The sooner the better, okay? So, and goodwill is the net profit for a business. And obviously, it's okay to buy a business with no goodwill if that's what you are going to do, because you have different ideas. You're going to get in and open it up and get that goodwill established. But if that's going to be the case, then you must not pay too much for that business, because then all you're buying at that point is just an opportunity. Fixtures, equipment, and leasehold improvements. And we discussed those two and how you should pay for them. So again, when buying a business, that's what you take into consideration. I definitely think you should get some kind of representation when buying a business. It's very, very difficult. And it's not something I recommend that you do alone. And you definitely don't want to overpay for the business you are going to purchase. I think that's going to wrap up this episode. I want to thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast, and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.